Harvard President Claudine Gay has resigned after just 6 months on the job. Today's surprise announcement comes amid multiple allegations of plagiarism in her work. Gay is Harvard's first Black president, and she's also been under fire for her congressional testimony last month about anti-Semitism on campus. NPR's Tovia Smith has been following this story and joins us now. And Tovia, can you just catch us up on the latest here?
Well, this has certainly come as a surprise to a lot of people at Harvard. Backing up for a second, as you mentioned, Gay first started facing criticism for how she was handling complaints of campus anti-Semitism and for her testimony to members of Congress last month when she said that calls for genocide against Jews may or may not violate campus rules. But she still had the full support of Harvard's governing board to stay in her job, unlike the University of Pennsylvania's president, Liz McGill, who also testified and resigned under pressure. The third college president who testified from MIT is so far still holding on. But the plagiarism allegations brought Gay's case to a different level. As she noted in her resignation statement today, it was difficult beyond words, she said, and distressing to have doubts cast on not only her commitment to confronting hate, but also on her upholding scholarly rigor. Harvard did acknowledge the inadequate citations in some of her work, but still stood behind her until it seems the number of allegations apparently became too much. Gay said in her statement, it has become clear that it's in the best interest of Harvard for her to resign so she wouldn't be a distraction. And the board basically underscored that same idea in its own statement.
Right. Tovia, so far, what kind of reaction have you been hearing to this news?
Well, some of Gay's harshest critics are certainly glad to hear the news. I spoke to Leora Rez, who's executive director of the group Stop Antisemitism, who says she welcomes the news.
We're absolutely thrilled. Good riddance. And unfortunately, it took a supplemental issue to push this over the edge. The antisemitism factor should have been enough. However, it wasn't, but we'll take it.
I'll add that there were others who were calling for Gay's ouster who were quick today to note that they see the problem of hate speech on campus as bigger than any one person. They see it as a much deeper cultural issue that needs to be addressed. And we heard that also today from Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, whose questioning of President Gay in that hearing went viral. She said today on social media that her committee would continue its oversight of what she called the problems at Harvard and what she called the, quote, woke agenda and political bias at Harvard and at other schools.
And Tovia, what about Gay's defenders? I mean, there were these petitions circulating among hundreds of faculty and students to keep her after the backlash to that testimony we were talking about. What have you heard from those folks?
I'll start by saying that many who opposed her ouster were less about defending her handling of the situation and her performance in Congress, and more about resisting outside pressure on academic institutions. They bristled at the idea of donors threatening to pull their money and politicians inserting themselves into what's going on campus. So today, after Gay's resignation, they called it a dangerous threat to their independence and to free and open inquiry on campuses. And I should say, many of Gay's defenders are pointing to the role of race in the ouster of Harvard's first ever Black president. Here's how Ryan Enos, a government professor at Harvard, put it.
If you don't think race played a factor in that, then I've got a bridge to sell you, right? Because, you know, there's a lot of university presidents, and none of them came under the scrutiny she did. And of course, a lot of that's because she was the first Black president at Harvard. And of course, race played a part in that.
Gay herself alluded to this in her statement today, noting the personal attacks and threats fueled by racial animus, as she put it. And Harvard's board also pointed to what it called racist vitriol directed at Gay. But the board also praised her, quote, remarkable resilience in the face of sustained attacks and her insight, decisiveness, and empathy that are her hallmarks. So now, at Harvard, Provost and Chief Academic Officer Alan Garber will take over as interim president. And the delicate balancing act will continue over when protected free speech on campus crosses the line into the realm of unprotected hate speech or harassment. And whoever is the next permanent president will have to contend with that.
NPR's Tovia Smith, thank you.
Thank you.